Hi, my name is Derek and I'm in the sixth grade.
Hi, my name is Jaden and I am in the fourth grade.
Hi, my name is Inessa and I'm in the fifth grade.
Hi, my name is Lola and I'm in the fourth grade.
Hi, my name is Allison and I am in the fourth grade.
Welcome to the Bearcasters!
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Bearcasters. Welcome everyone.
Hello. Hello.
Welcome.
Okay. So here's what we're going to discuss today for this episode. We're going to talk about friendship. And the reason why I chose this topic is because of what's happening with the Dodgers. So the Dodgers' new star player is Shohei Ohtani. And the situation that happened just recently this week was that his interpreter, who apparently is also his best friend, ran into some problems with gambling, a lot of money, right?
No.
So he owes, and I believe it is about $4 million that he owed to people for gambling, for his gambling debts. And Shohei Ohtani, because this guy was such a good friend of his, paid off his debts.
Wow.
His friend was in trouble, and he helped his friend out. What do we think? What do we think about when is it okay to do something to help out a friend? Or is this a story of one, his interpreter friend taking advantage of Shohei Ohtani because he has so much money?
It kind of sounds like that.
What do you think, Derek?
It kind of sounds like he's using him because his friend knows that he's a kind-hearted man, so he could be using him so he can get out of any trouble.
Okay. What do we think? Anyone?
I think I'll agree with Derek.
Do you think like he's taking advantage of Shohei Ohtani?
Yes, because
you think like Derek.
I feel like the only reason he'll be friends with him is so he could take advantage of him and like, get into any trouble. And he knows that his friend is gonna pay off his debt or something.
Okay, thoughts?
Monies.
I think his interpreter is taking advantage of him because they're already friends and he knows that he has a lot of money, like how both of them already said. So he's just gonna, I feel like in his mind, he's gonna think, oh, it doesn't matter. If I lose anyway, I'm gonna get all my money back and just like that.
Okay, what do you think?
Hold on, you.
Hold on. Thought? Not sure what to say. Well, here's my question too. Like, when is it, would you help out a friend that needs your help?
If it comes to money, depends.
Yeah, it depends. Dude, like, because around $400 million, then no, dude, no.
Well, I mean, this is a situation of people who have a ton of money, but I'm talking about just in your own situation. Maybe a friend needs help with homework, or maybe a friend, you know, ask you to do something that you're not comfortable with. Like, hey, can I cheat? Can I just copy your homework? Maybe they need help with, like, they want you to help them go, you know, do something that, like, I have friends, when you get older, you're going to have friends that are going to ask you to help them move, which is not fun. But when they're your friends, you go and you spend your Saturday loading up a truck of their furniture and stuff like that. And you're not expecting anything out of it. But you do it just because they're your friends, right?
Yeah, I agree to that, yeah.
So what do you think? Do you think he should be helping his friend out, or do you think his friend is asking him too much?
I think his friend is asking him, like, a little bit too much.
I agree with Alyssa, because, like, $4 million? Like, what? Who does that? Like, who goes to a gambling, I bet, $400 million?
I think it's $4 million, right? Yeah. But I think, you know, it would be hard for me to go to my friend and say, hey, I owe this money because I did something that I shouldn't have done. Can you lend me? In my situation, it might be like $100 or $400, right? I don't think I would ask any of my friends to do that. And I don't know if my friends would lend me the money. They might, but it would be really hard to
explain to that about what happened, what you did.
Yeah, because it's not like, hey, oh, you know, somebody stole my car.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I did something not smart, right? So, What do we think?
Honestly, it's just like how you kind of how you said, like, what is the way he asks? He's like, hey, can you just give me $4 million, you know? Just $4 million.
And I think Shohei Ohtani just signed a gigantic contract with like $700 million, something like, so $4 million is like nothing. It's like nothing to him. It's just easy money, right? But still, it's the thought of asking, right? I don't know.
Uh-huh. No. I mean, that's like if I had $1,000 and like, could I have $20, please?
Yeah. Would you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I was him, I would. If I'm getting like $700 million, of course. $4 million is nothing to me.
Okay. Did you want to add something, Derek?
I'm okay. Trying to think more.
I would think like if they did something like really bad, like how he did gambling, I feel like he's supposed to learn his lessons.
Yes, that's a very good point. I think, you know, people should learn their lessons when they're doing something wrong, right?
Well,
so do they learn their lesson if you're always there helping them out?
No.
Or do they learn their lesson where you're like, you know what? You did this. You got to find your own.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Yes.
Okay. We have some very upstanding citizens in our podcast.
Yes, sir.
Good job, Bearcasters.
Probably. All right.
Hello, Bearcasters. Today we're going to be talking about soccer and multiple sports in general. So what do you guys think about sports?
For me, I'm already on 2 baseball teams, so I love sports and I'm very active. And I have practices every day of the week.
Nice.
Oh, nice. What about you, Derek?
I used to be in a basketball team.
Nice.
Very same nice.
Here. You all been in basketball?
Yeah, it's fun. We did 2 drills.
You, Sebastian?
I've been in baseball last year in the summer.
Nice.
And I'm planning on joining this year, but there's many, many sports that we don't know, like skateboarding. For example, it's about to go into Olympics since X Games started letting skating get in the Olympics.
Nice.
And skateboarding, like the X Games started a long time ago, like, but it's really cool because they pull in like those extreme sports, right?
Yeah.
Where they do like these really cool tricks and skateboarding and a lot of other like the BMX.
Yeah.
The BMX, I'm trying to get in that one.
I have my board right here.
Oh, very cool. Let me take you to your board.
Nice. Okay. You guys like soccer teams?
Yeah, soccer teams.
I do.
I play soccer.
I actually went to go see a soccer match.
Ooh, which one?
Between America and Chivas. Los Chivas.
Did you guys see that Chivas won?
Nice.
No? America won. Chivas.
Wait, is there 2 Chivas teams?
No.
I thought there was 2.
No.
Chivas is from Mexico.
No, yeah, Chivas is there an American Guatemala. Version of them or no?
No.
So you can tell Mr. Moreno does not follow.
Chivas is from Guatemala and America is from Mexico.
Yeah. Nice. You guys like Ochoa?
What's that?
What the?
You guys don't know? He's the Mexican goalkeeper. He's
Oh yeah.
He's really good. I like him.
He's the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Judging.
He's good. What about anybody else play sports? Does anybody here play football or no?
I used to play flag football.
Flag football here at school.
I don't play on a team, but me, I feel like I'm really pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. You have the athletic body.
Me too.
I used to play on a basketball team.
I've been hearing that they've been trying to, some people have been thinking about like introducing a law that will ban football for kids that are younger, like your age.
Why?
Because of getting hit in the head with helmet, you know. I mean, you're wearing a helmet, obviously, really? Right? But in football, it's a contact sport, and kids get injured even wearing the helmet, but just banging around with stuff.
I mean, what about flag football?
Yeah, flag football, you don't need no helmet.
There's not, it's not a contact sport.
You just need to like grab the flag and then like try to go to your team base.
And there's no like equipment that you wear, right?
Yeah. No, just belt clothing and then just
flag.
You
just gotta take the like the person who has the flags on their waist, they have to take that.
I remember those plans that we used to have.
Yeah. I used to play football when I was your age, and I think that's why I forget a lot. No, I'm just kidding. So yeah, but it's fun, but it did hurt sometimes when you got hit. So, but it was fun.
Yeah.
Baseball. Anybody play basketball or no?
I used to play basketball.
I was on a baseball team like 2 months ago.
Basketball.
Basketball.
What was the basketball team?
It's a park team, and so basically all of the teams were Clippers basically, and I was playing at Wabash, but my coach named our team the Toon Squad.
Nice. Yeah, sure, Toon Squad.
And nice. We went to the playoffs, but unfortunately we lost by like 3 points.
Which park do you play in, Jaden?
The park that I play in is Wabash.
Wabash.
Mm-hmm. Olympics
of skating,
that's this year, right? This summer.
It started around, I think, 2019, where they had around the time they had Laser Crawford, Nyjah, and Sunny Soldrick.
Nice.
But they're gonna have the Olympics this summer, is that right?
I think so. Yeah, they're bringing.
I hear tapping nice. Somewhere.
In a few years, they're gonna actually have them in Los Angeles.
Oh yeah,
4 years from now.
Isn't the World Cup gonna be also in Los Angeles?
World Cup.
I'm not sure.
It's gonna be here in the U.S., but I don't know where.
Cool.
Is anybody trying to go to the basketball team in Obregon in the summer?
I am.
Y'all be seeing
there's a basketball team in Obregon.
There's a baseball one as well,
and also a soccer. I'm gonna join that, and also I am also going to do water polo. Does anyone know what's water polo?
I know water polo looks super difficult.
What is water polo?
It's like soccer in the swimming pool, right?
In the deep end,
yeah. So you have to like float around. Well, not float around. You have to stay up above the water, and you have a ball, and you try to throw it into a goal, just like soccer, but in the water. Yeah, so you can use your hands, but you have to hold yourself up like by treading. Treading water is like basically staying there without moving. So
basically just flapping your legs.
And your arms. And so, yeah, it have you played it before at all or no?
Well, I have played, but not like a real game, you know?
Yeah, it makes you really strong, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I love water games. I love diving. I love swimming. Swimming start nice. To finish. I love that.
That's cool. It's good to see that you guys like find a sport that you really like and you can stick with, right?
I still don't know what sport I can stick with.
Well, try them all out and see what you like.
Yeah. For me, I tried some contests and skating. My first one was when I was around 7 years old. I did not get anything because I wasn't able to get that much tricks, but then at the age of 9, I got 2 boards.
Nice.
And some grip tape. Yeah. Nice.
What about the grip tape?
So on the board, here's a grip tape where it's like really firm and it has really good grip. So then when you're doing like pop tricks, it helps you go up and balance and all that.
Wait, Sebastian, I have a question. How do you apply the
grip tape?
Yeah.
So, there's like this really, there's like a big piece of tape. It's like double-sided tape, but like only on one side. So it's like a piece of paper, and then you take it off, and then you put it on. But it's like a square shape. So
you
then
have to cut it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So first you have to like sand it. Or like around until it makes like a little like white piece, and then you get like a razor blade and cut around it.
Nice.
So the grip tape he's on radio.
I have is LA one. I don't know what from what brand, but it's a cherry candy colored, and it has a LA.
Nice.
That's
cool. That's cool.
So the grip tape goes on top where you put your feet, right? So that you can hold on, your feet can grip onto the board while you're bent. It is what it's called, right?
Concrete grippers.
Have you changed the wheels yet, or are they still the old ones?
No, I mean, they're pretty old, but, like, they still work, you know? Sometimes, at least after three months, you have to put oil in them. So then it spins faster because dirt gets in them, and then it just stops. You see, like, I have to
put my oil in here.
I have a question. Yeah. I see you have stickers on them. What? Can you explain this, like, Soko white sticker?
Okay, so Ask Foundation. I don't know, but if you want to see on Instagram, go to the Garage Board Shop, and at the Garage Board Shop, and, like, it's like a little after school program for me, where you do your homework, you get points, and nice. But
they give you like prizes and stuff.
Yeah, after.
That's a question.
Is it here at school? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Isn't it like down the hill?
From at Whittier Boulevard. Yeah. Oh. And what? Yeah, I get most of my boards there.
Where is it?
Hmm.
Where is it?
The Garage Board Shop.
Yeah.
Down at Whittier, or you could just search it up on Google. I've been there for a long time, since I was 7 years old.
That's cool.
So, yeah. And the stickers right here, it's called Ask Foundation. So, if you go there, you're going to see me signing some man's board. So, the Ask Foundation is basically from Long Beach, California, where people from there give out like free decks, also known as just the board. So decks are called just like the board.
So like tech decks?
Huh?
The tech decks are the little toys, but the deck is the actual wood. Board, right?
Yeah.
And what do they call the wheels with the axle, the metal?
Alright, so Bones has been around for a very long time, since Tony Hawk started skating and got famous. So, right here, it's called Bones, made by, the Pal Peralta. So, it's like a second brand, Pal Peralta, where, Stacy Peralta, the guy who made it, he was a part of the Z-Boys, and, he made his own brand, and it's called Bones now today. So, right here, I got, like, a little, owl on here. I don't know if you can see it.
I can barely see that.
The broadcasters can see it.
I can see it.
Yeah. I can see the head. I can see the little head.
Yeah. So I got like a Harry Potter kind of Bones wheels.
That's cool.
That's cool. And I'm sorry. So the Z Boys, right? I think they're like from like the 80s, maybe.
They're like at Long Beach, Lords of Dogtown.
That's like the beginning, we're getting into the origins history of like skating in LA. LA is like the center of like skating, where skateboarding really began, and they were like the innovators.
They did like freestyle tricks over there and everything. And so yeah,
that's super cool.
And right here I have a Dagger skate brand. I don't know, right here. Dagger skate brand. I was just with my friends at a skate park, and they were just there giving out free stuff like stickers. And there's one called Death Wish. Right here.
I cannot see that.
Oh yeah.
And yeah.
That's really cool. So what's the name of the organization again on Whittier Boulevard?
The Garage Board Shop.
The Garage Board Shop. And kids go there and do their homework, and then they give you like
stuff. Yeah, and when you get points and you reach 100, you get a Zoom party. Well, it's not called a Zoom party anymore because of 2019 of the COVID.
Uh-huh.
It was called Zoom parties, where they go on Zoom and do their homework. So after school. So yeah.
That's awesome.
Do they sell boards like you can customize it, everything?
Yeah, they even have the whole thing by itself.
Nice.
And sometimes they also teach you how to build your board. So yeah, and there's even trucks. Mine's are independents.
How old do you have to be to sign up for there? Because my little brother...
At least 8 years old.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
Mm-hmm. And, the board I have It's called chocolate.
Nice.
Very cool.
All right.
That's
so cool. Is it furry though?
Huh?
Is it furry?
Furry?
You mean the program at the board shop?
Yeah.
Or do you have to pay money? Like the program, do you have to pay money?
$25 a month.
Oh, that's cool.
But to me, it's worth it.
Yeah, that's really not a lot when you consider for like
But like how right
long.
There, yeah, it gives you a lot. Gosh, I haven't told you guys this. So over there, they help you a lot. Like they even help you get to college.
Nice.
They had like 19 kids go to college.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Do you know what kind of college they went to?
Like UCLA. Like but that's the crazy. Owner, his three kids went to Stanford or Harvard. So yeah.
Aren't those like one of the prestigious
yep.
schools
mm-hmm.
to go to?
Yeah.
Yo, sign me up. I wanna go.
But is it like after school? What are the hours though?
Yeah, from 2:30 to what?
So 3 to 6 or 5.
3 to 6.
And they close at 8. And over there, they teach you how to be an entrepreneur. I don't know if you guys know that.
Yeah, you guys.
So entrepreneur is where you have your own brand, and you have your own brand. It's like a shirt company. And what they do over there, they're like, oh, let's just do skate companies for the kids. Mm-hmm. So Jerry Carrera and like the other staff over there help you a lot. I haven't been going there, so yeah, but they do help you.
Nice.
Shout out to them, and
they even helped me get a brand called Be Savage.
Oh,
I started it at 9 years old.
Yo, the B one.
So, like, you have your own brand, like, for skateboarding? Like, for...
I live off my brand, like...
Wait,
yes,
what?
Yeah.
Wait,
Sebastian, let me take off the headphones.
Let me see. That's
I
awesome.
Know, yeah.
Yes, sir. Broski got the fresh. He got fresh. She be savage.
That is super
so,
cool.
Did That's you customize crazy. It, or did you have to, like, get a shirt and just start, like
the staff over there help you a lot. Like, they help you customize it and everything. They get you a website.
How much money do you earn?
Oh, so yeah, that's what I was saying. They get you to college by getting your money when you sell. So like when people walk in the skate shop, like, oh, I want that shirt, and then they put that money into your skate brand.
So they sell like,
and
create,
they put it into your college fund. So.
So when you create something, they sell it in their shop,
mm-hmm.
and then they use that money to help you for like a college fund.
Yep,
that is amazing.
Really,
that's actually super smart.
I think I'd rather prefer that in school.
Yeah, and they don't even quit on summer. No, they don't even close. They still run the shop while they take us on field trips to skate parks, and during the summer we sell at least 3 chocolate boxes for each field trip, but they're not like ordinary skate parks. Sometimes they're really cool skate parks, and then while you're selling your chocolates, you get to know that you're going to go Disneyland, Universal, and Raging Waters.
What's Raging Waters?
You've never been to Raging Waters?
No.
It's really funny.
It's like
you gotta
a water park with giant slides.
Have you been on the one where it's just there and then you just gotta wait until it drops you?
Capsule. Yeah. Capsule.
Not there, but I've been on one like that. It's terrifying.
Do you have to
be a skater or can you be a cyclist?
I mean, like, you can't ride your bike in the back of the shop because... Mm. But, oh yeah, since they're a skate shop, of course they're gonna have a skate park at the... behind the skate shop. Mm. So in the back, there's like a little room where you do your study work and all that.
Nice. I was hoping I could bring my bike over there, but never mind.
Sebastian, is it like an inside thing or an outside thing?
Inside. Mm.
Is the little, I guess, skate area inside or outside?
It's inside.
Mm. I mean, it makes sense.
That's very cool. That sounds like they do a lot for the community.
Yep.
That's really
How
cool.
long have they been running for?
I think at least 40 years or 37.
Dang. Oh, wow.
Nice.
I'm going to think about rejoining.
Thank you for sharing. Did you have a question?
What's it called?
The garage.
The garage board shop.
The garage board shop. The garage board shop.
Yo, watch Miss Miranda searching it up right now.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for sharing, Sebastian. That's really cool.
That's really nice. Right? Yeah.
New episode of Sebastian right here.
There you go. Right on.
Sebastian's right out.